So you just ended a pregnancy with what we call a manual aspiration procedure, mm-hmm. maybe about 10 minutes ago.
Yep.
How are you feeling?
I feel good. It's like a weight lifted off your shoulders in a way. And physically, I feel fine. Absolutely.
How bad was the pain going through it?
Not bad. It's, cramping. I think if you're used to getting a pap smear, it feels a lot like that, and definitely bearable. Not That's scary. Awesome. And you guys are wonderful. I mean, all the, support you give is really nice.
Thank you. How was this decision for you?
It was pretty much decided as soon as I found out. I have 3 kids, ages 10, 8, and 3, and they are wonderful. I love my family, love my kids. And if I was younger, I would have more kids. I'd have a team. But I'm 45, and we are just at a point in our lives where we're, starting to feel a little bit of the freedom with the older kids, and it would be a total change of everything, of lifestyle, of just the path that we found ourselves on. And so it was, it wasn't planned. It was obviously a surprise, and it was, my husband is fully supportive, because it's just not the right thing at this time in our lives. And I think it's okay to make that decision, and I absolutely think more women should have the freedom to make that choice, because it changes your whole life. I know I've had 3 kids and it, having a 4th would change everything, because we live in New York City. Potentially we'd have to leave the city, and find, new schools, or it just becomes a financial thing. It becomes, how does it impact our lives, our careers, everything. So
also, I just want to add, physically, having yes. had a child late in life, yes. it was a pretty dramatic change.
Absolutely. We were, there's a big gap. It's 5 years, 4.5 years between our middle and our youngest. And some days I'm just exhausted because I was younger when I did it with the other two. And yes, knowing, already with that 3-year-old, I look around, we get to preschool and it's all young moms, it's their firstborn. I am checked out, I'm like dropping and running because, I love it. And he was meant to be, absolutely. But having another would be, exhausting and just physically demanding in a way that I don't think we could sign up for this stage.
How was it making the decision? How did you feel about what's going on politically?
With everything going on politically, I have just always been so grateful to be in New York City. And I thought in my head immediately, how can I help other women who don't have this freedom that I have to make this choice? And I have a daughter. I have a 10-year-old daughter. And honestly, going through this, obviously she won't know. Maybe someday. But I would tell her someday, I think, yeah. When the time is right. But I just want her to have the freedom to make the choice also. Because you never know. You can be super careful and it can happen. And then everything, it's a whole different path to go down. And I would love, I feel this is an important cause for all women to have this choice, to not feel guilty about it, to have the support of everyone, because it's going to change your life. It's going to change your child's life if you proceed. And, it really needs to be a more normalized thing.
It sounds like you have the family that you want.
Yes, I do. I do. I feel so blessed. We have, great kids, and my cup is full.